concoction, combustion, consensus. Concoction means concoct, which means to plot. Combustion, when people combust in anger and in a dialogue. Consensus is when the leaders try to have a consensus on a certain handling of the situation. In the early 80s, when I was in college in Rome, college in Italy we call it university, and I was studying business administration, which we call in Rome Faculty of Economics and Commerce. I remember one of the professors was talking about the ancient Roman Empire and how it was able to control, not only politically but also economically and financially, the various centers of the empire on the east, on the west, on the south and the north, and how they were particularly busy with building a special big market in the northern west-northwest part of the empire, which was called Britannia. And there they were building a market which was lontano, mercato lontano. Lontano means far, the furthest part of the empire, just before the Hadrian walls. Until now, if we want to say something which is far, we say lontano, lontano. And later on it became Londinium, which of course you understand which city I'm talking about. So the Romans built it slowly, slowly, and it became a financial center. And until now, it is considered the financial center of the world, and Rome considered it its own financial center. We know from the Bible that there will be a rebirth of the Roman Empire, which was never dead. It is just dormant. So this professor was talking about how the leaders of the empire, the Caesars, the emperors, they were able always to control the financial situation through the formula thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Tesi, antitesi, synthesis. And this was a stealthy program, a stealthy trick of the Romans to always have control on the empire in every aspect, political aspect, social aspect, religious aspect. They always applied thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Thesis is when you bring out, you bring about an argument, something that you want that the people start talking about. Thesis. Antithesis, your own people, your own group will be talking against the argumentation you have proposed. So you propose an argumentation, and then you have another group, which secretly is also part of your same group, which will say the opposite of the thesis, an antithesis. And it will be a very heated debate. And if the debate is not enough, they will also try to bring some events. And then people will start asking how it can be solved. So you will be presenting the synthesis of the situation, and it will be a synthesis of the whole argumentation. And then I started thinking, gee, what a diabolical type of command that was. And thinking and thinking about it, I came to the conclusion of this new term, which I have coined, concoction, combustion, consensus, co, which reminded me the sound of the chicken. You know, we say in Italy of people who are just following without thinking, like a chicken. This is how we say in Italy. In the Anglo-Saxon countries, they don't say chicken, they say sheeple, sheep or sheeple. The sheeple are the people who follow without having a genuine, authentic reasoning, which is not against the current talking. They just want to say what all the rest are saying. So those are the sheeple. We also see that the Romans, before thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, they also invented the Ordo ab Chaos, which is also printed in the money of an important Western country. It has printed on its paper money Ordo ab Chaos, which means order out of chaos. You create a chaos, and out of the chaos you propose, you present order. And of course, since the beginning of 80s, when I knew about thesis, antithesis, synthesis, I later on heard and read about other people presenting the same situation under other type of definitions, very good definitions, and so then I came with my own definition, concoction, combustion, consensus. And I started talking about it many years ago. I also have a video, which I will put the link below, of me several years ago presenting it to the public, this co-co-co, and it is part of my video registration of ACAP Roma. I have several accounts, the account ACAP Roma and ACAP Mission. So in 2001, when I founded the mission, the ACAP Mission, I started having people who assist me, people doing all sorts of jobs, people dealing with the public, people dealing with the internal affairs of the mission, people dealing with the financial part, the practical part, the rent, and all the different parts, just like ruling a government, but in a very, very small size. Instead of having tens of thousands of people working for you, just having 10 people, and then having 50 people every day coming and visiting, sometimes 100, and sometimes just 10 people or 15 people a day. So on average, people, number of people around 30 to 40, average on those 20 years, every single day, 365 days a year. And of course, I had many challenges to resolve, and I always resolve them in the traditional way, in the crystal way, in the sincere way, by talking and saying what the problem is and how we have to resolve it. But sometimes the problems were complicated and it was not possible to resolve them. For example, when I discovered that there were a group of people who wanted to pull down the mission, to cancel the mission, to just annihilate it, to just eliminate the whole mission and close it down. People who were pushed by the adversary, the demons, because they didn't like someone who was presenting a practical help to the public, preaching the word of God, salvation by faith through the Lord Jesus and what he has done on the cross every single day. And it was exposing their misdoings and the things which they were not doing. So there were a group of people who wanted to take it down. And it was not clear who they were. They were working undercover. So in that occasion, I also had to apply the co-co-co, and I had to employ a counterintelligence group, a group who will operate in an intelligent way and contrario, in a counter way. Let's say they had to, their job was to be a bee collector, to collect the bees. So in order to know who were the people who were talking negatively, who were plotting to take down the mission, I spoke personally on one-on-one basis, not with the group, one-on-one basis, with three or four people who I trusted, two women and one man of different nationalities, and they did not know that I was talking to them. Everyone didn't know that I was talking to them about this particular problem, that I had to discover who were the ones who wanted to take down and close the mission. So I was compartmentalizing those people. So I talked to a lady, and she was trustworthy, and I told her that she had to talk negatively about me, but not in an exaggerated way, because it will be discovered that she was exaggerating. Exaggerating, also because it was impossible to say negative things in an exaggerated way, because the reputation was an excellent reputation in the city of Rome. So she had to talk in a negative way, but a subtle, a very stealthy and subtle way, negatively about the mission, about me, just to throw the net. He talked to different people negatively about me in a very soft way, in a very subtle way, in a very sneaky way, and she started to do that. And then I talked to another lady of another nationality, and she didn't know that I was talking to the first one, and then to a third person, a man from a third nationality, so different nationalities, and they all started to talk negatively about me. So I was preparing the grounds to discover who were those people. And eventually I was successful of creating bee collectors. They were the bee collectors. They were collecting the bee. So they were the ones talking negatively. And they also reported to me about the other people. They didn't know that they were in the COINTEL group, in my own COINTEL group. They did not know. I just took notice that they were sincere. So they reported to me, and then they reported all other names of people who I did not know. At the end, they were not so many. They were just a bunch of people. Some of them were drunkard, and some of them were looking like spies from other churches, other groups, and God knows who they were. So that was the only time I applied the concoction combustion consensus through an active way of doing, through using other people. That was the only way. And I stopped doing that immediately. It was only for a very limited time. I stopped doing it not because I repented of my deeds, not at all, because I was defending the mission. I stopped doing that because you never know that the people of the COINTEL group, they might just turn against you. The people who are with you might just turn against you. So I just stopped it, and no one could accuse me of conspiracy or whatever. And also because I found a more clever way, a more intelligent way of applying concoction combustion consensus, not by creating events or actions, but just by argumentation, just by talking to people in public, even in public, just by looking in the faces of people, talking to them in a way, in a calm way, reasoning, you know, getting them to reason, so concocting the argumentation, and then pushing them to combust, and then giving them the way to get out of the situation, just by myself, without the help of a COINTEL group, without the help of any action whatsoever. So that was a much better way of dealing with the thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. We know that the Romans and all the posterity which came after that, until now, they are using these systems. They are using very brutal and very negative ways. And there is really no need. If you want to use your mind in a brilliant way, in an intelligent way, there is no need of all those actions. You just can do the exact same way by talking to people, by inducing them through argumentation to do what you want them to do. One experiment, for example, experimentation I did was when I had problems in paying the rent, because in those almost 20 years I have rented four outlets on the street level with dampers, and they were places of prayer, locale di preghiera. It was written outside, and people came to find jobs, to eat, to get clothing, all free, and also to have a Bible sharing and witnessing, etc. But they were not free. I had to pay the rent from the free offerings, you know, just a few cents each. And sometimes I had problems in finding how to pay the rent. But I have always paid it, very often late, but paid, all paid in full. The problem was people were coming to eat and to take clothing and to take the jobs list and then run away. They just didn't stay for the Bible sharing or to give a donation or whatever. So that was the difficulty. So in that occasion, I used the co-co-co. I used the concoction-combustion consensus by saying to them that we are going to close because we are unable to find the rent. And the secret was to get them to have a dopaminic attitude. I gave them dopamine. The dopamine is something in the mind which you get people used to. I got them used to come and eat for free, to come and have free clothing, to come and have a shelter, to come and have a toilet where they can go without buying anything, to come and see a nice lady, a nice man, and because some of them were just chasing women or men, just a meeting point. So they got used to it. It became dopaminic. The dopamine in the mind, you cannot stop it once you are used. So I told them that now, from now on, very shortly, there will be any of all this, because I'm going to close. Just by argumentation. So I concocted the problem. There was a combustion among the people. No, we cannot stay without food and clothing and jobs and socializing. We have to do something. And then I presented the consensus, which came the consensus of the people, that we have to do something. And they were the ones to just through a glass of plastic glass, they passed every day, 3, 4, 5 times a day to all the people with the glass, and people put the coins. Because before there was a box, a wooden box, I put it. And when you go out, you just put whatever you want to put, $5, $10, 20 cents. Most people put 20 cents, 50 cents. And let's say 70% of the people, they just rush away without putting anything before. After I did that, they started to, through this glass or this small container, plastic container, to pass it to all the people around more times a day. So that was an experiment. Another experiment is when I was personally going to the shops and collecting the bread and the pizza, and putting it in a wheel and then bringing it personally to the outlet. I was collecting the bread and the pizza every day, every day, every day. And I was also cooking. I did courses of cooking, and I gave many diplomas to people. And you can see the pictures in my website. So I personally did the cooking, and I personally brought the bread. And it was all free. All the food, fruit and vegetable and bread, all the commercianti, the owners of the shops, they gave it to me. They knew who I was. They gave me lots of things, which I brought personally with my own hands. And when I started to be very busy, because people didn't care that it was me personally bringing it, they just wanted to eat and have things. So one day I used the co-co-co again, and I said very shortly, there will be no bread anymore, there will be no pizza anymore, there will be no cooking anymore. I cannot do it anymore because you are too many people here and there are many employers, and I have 3-4 times a day Bible sharing I have to do, plus all the prayers, prayer healing to the people. And I was getting exhausted. They knew that I was getting it. They could see everything, but no one was moving a finger. They don't care. So I said, taking the advantage of this dopaminic attitude, they had the dopamine of the bread. They had the bread free. You know, you when you have to spend 2-3 euros a day for the bread and the pizza, you come to my place, you have it free. It's the same bread. So I said, no more bread, no more cooking. I cannot cook for you. So they started again. There was a combustion. No, we are used. We cannot do that. So this lack of dopamine created in them a very strong attitude. And so what was the solution? I found a lot of people who were more than happy to go and bring the bread and the pizza and the fruits and the vegetables. Not one person, 2, 3, 4 people every day to go and bring them. And as a reward, I said that whoever goes and bring it, they can have a small part for whatever they like of what they brought, which they can take at home, plus what they eat in the outlet. So there were a lot of people who were ready to do that. Plus, I found many people happy to cook. So they started cooking, men and women. So the Co-Co-Co worked again. And it works every time. You just have to create a dopaminic situation, and then it will be resolved. The Bible tells us at the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, that at the end of the time there will be a one world government. So how will they be able to pull it off, to pull that new world order government in the world? They will be able to do it through the co, concocting, creating a combustion, and having a consensus. They just have to see where the dopamines are being discerned in the mind. They are being discerned now through the internet. So you can, for example, take off the internet in a certain part of the world. No more internet in all this part. Let's say in South Africa, or no more internet in Southeast Asia, or no more internet in the northwest of Europe, or any part of the planet, just for a brief moment to see how it goes. And because people are used the internet, and you take it off, they will start having a crisis. Or even more harsh is no power. You take off the power from a part of the world. Or no money. We have no money. They are doing it now with Argentina. You know, there is no money. There is the economy, etc. They also did with Argentina maybe a beta test through taking off the power. So no power, dopamines in the mind will start acting. No money, no power, no internet. Even more gruesome, they are all bad systems. More gruesome, no safety. You have no safety in the city, in the country. So people don't like it because they are used to be safe. They can walk in the street. They can do things in a tranquility. You take off that, then you will have a crisis because the mind is used to it. So how can you pull off the and apply a new world order? A global government, a centralized government. First, you have to do it gradually. So you can have, let's say, for example, you can announce that the financial center of the world will be London, the religious and spiritual center of the world will be Rome, the military part will be in the West, the United States, and the East will be Russia. In the commercial side of the world would be China and India. So you have several countries, several centers. And then after a little while, instead of having 6 centers, you can have 5 centers. And then a year later, 4 centers. A year later, only 2 centers. And then at the end, only 1 center controlling the whole panorama. That can be done gradually, without having any traumas. And the one world state is inevitable. It's impossible to prevent or to avoid. New World Order, you cannot avoid it. It's written in the Bible, it has to happen. And the faster it happens, the better it is, because it means that we are going to meet the Lord shortly and soon. So let it be, let it happen. Also because according to the Zacharian Christian Gnosticism, the salvation is for everyone anyway. For whoever believes in the Lord Jesus, it's immediate, and whoever does not believe in him will be a term. God knows how much time is that term, in confinement by it, by himself or herself, not in contact with anyone, just between him or her and God, a fireless hell, and for a period of time, quite brief time, not long, because the love of God is infinite. We cannot comprehend it. And in that time, all the time, you will be seeing, the people will be seeing the glory of God and repenting at the same time. They will be seeing how wonderful, how huge, how powerful he is, the owner of multiverses, of trillions of universes, of trillions of planet Earths like this Earth and bigger and smaller. They'll be seeing everything with their spiritually, but being alone, and they will be repenting, and then they will also be saved, whoever they are. So let it be. Whenever it happens, it happens. You cannot go against it. You cannot go against what is written in the Bible. And the more you combat it, the worse it is. The more you stop it, and the worse it is. It's like stopping your nails to grow. You cannot stop your nails to grow. They just grow. You can cut them from time to time, but they will grow even stronger. And eventually they will become so strong and so long that they will scratch you and hurt you. And this is the New World Order also. So if you keep combating it, it becomes stronger, and then it will hurt you. If you just leave it as it is, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. And just pray. We have to pray that the Lord will keep us safe from any harm. And we pray for the authorities that they keep peace. We know that the Bible talks about peace and security, and this will happen at the end. Just after that, we will be seeing the blessed vision of the Lord, and we will be with him. Of course, there will be a tribulation, but who doesn't have a tribulation? We have tribulation all the time. You say, yes, but this tribulation is honey confronted with the tribulation of what the Bible says. Yes, of course, it's harsher, but at the end, it's a suffering. All suffering is the same. Small suffering or great suffering, it's exactly the same. At the end, you die, we die. So we have to pray that God will be done, his will your will die be done, and that we pray for the authorities that we can live in peace and in harmony with all humanity. Just obey the Lord, obey the laws, and live in harmony with everyone. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.